immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation, and this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power system. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist.
Well, good evening, everybody. The prayer call will start in 1 minute. Thank you for your patience. We'll wait for a few others to join us at 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern. Be right with you.
And we thought, oh, he was telling us what the vote is going to be on Kavanaugh confirmation. Of course, it didn't turn out to be 53-47, so because some people had that expectation, they were disappointed. And what I have learned in following Q all this time is you have to manage your expectations. If you don't want to be disappointed, you have to manage your expectations. I am very reluctant to put a whole lot of stock in my guesses about what Q actually means on these obscure posts where it's just, you know, some numbers. A lot of people, I think, tend to put too much, tend to invest.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the prayersfor45.com call for Thursday night, November 29th. I'm going to do a quick sound check. Van, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Thank you, Van. We'll be with you in a minute. Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome back from the Thanksgiving holidays. Hope everybody was with their family and friends and recharged. It appears our email marketing system took a vacation. Emails should have gone out notifying everybody that our calls were going to be suspended for last week, Thursday and Sunday. So welcome back. It's good to have you. We're in full force again all the way through the Christmas holidays. We'll send out an email for the holiday schedule. We'll probably take a few more days off over the Christmas and New Year week. Well, we'll get down to business tonight. Tonight we have Van and Diane. I think that was a John Mellencamp song. No, wait a minute. That was Jack and Diane. Tonight, we have Van and Diane who will pray. Van will lead us in prayer for POTUS, as he always does. Looking forward to your prayer, Van. And Diane tonight is going to focus on God's timing in everything we're waiting for. Not necessarily what we want, when we want it, but praying to leave this in God's hands and allow God's timing to work its magic. Great idea, Diane. I'm looking forward to your prayer. So, Van, let's get started. Kick us off, my friend.
Dear Lord and Father, thank you that you promise us that where two or three are gathered, you are there in the midst. Lord, we welcome you amongst us today, and we celebrate the gift of life that you have lavished upon each of us. We ask that you would open our ears so that we may hear your voice. We ask that you open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your leading and guidance, and open our hearts so that we may receive your wonderful love. You are the source of all that is good. You are the source of all of our blessing. We thank you for every gift that we have ever been given. We thank you for the opportunity to come and gather together this day. And we ask that you be with us, Lord. Be the patience when we are frustrated. Be the endurance when we are tired. Be the wisdom when we are uncertain. Be the inspiration when we are out of ideas. Be the peacemaker when we feel hurt. Be the comforter when we feel overwhelmed. Be the energy when we are weary. Be the guide when we are confused. Be the forgiver when we get it wrong. Be with us, Lord, today and always. And we ask for your hand of blessing on our President, Donald Trump, his family, and administration. We ask for your holy shield of protection for them against the evil that seeks to eliminate them. And while we are not maybe 100% sure what happened yesterday, we have heard that there's a possibility that there was an assassination attempt of our wonderful president as he was, of all things, as he was about to light the Christmas tree for the season where we celebrate the birth of your son, Jesus Christ. So we ask that your shield of protection for them against the evil that seeks to eliminate them. We ask for you to continue, to guide them to victory in your name. Thank you for helping us to accomplish our work. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Van. Much gratitude for your prayers twice a week, and I wanted to relay that gratitude from those partners in Prayers for 45 that remain silent partners. I think you know they're Christian broadcasters. They don't want to attach their name for fear of losing advertisers. I think it's, hey, it's their decision. I understand it from a business standpoint. Sad that we live in a world that people can't conduct business with their values intact and out in the open. But they wanted me to make sure you knew they were grateful for your prayers and your great work for Prayers for 45. So thank you, Van.
It's my honor, Scotty, and we will change that system so that they can be willing to step forward without fear.
Oh, that's a great lead. You didn't even know it, but I wanted to ask you, you're a very humble and wise guy, and I know you for many years now and know generally from some of the online social media we share in common. I know how you view President Trump, and we're like-minded. And I wanted you to tell our fellow patriots on the prayer call your thoughts about the following. Everybody is frustrated with the timing of things. Everybody wants to see action. They want to see arrests. We've heard about military tribunals. We've heard about financial resets. All of these things that I think Diane is going to pray for God's timing to take care of this. But in the meantime, what are your thoughts? Why are we waiting? Why haven't we seen anything? You and I know the outcome is absolute here. We know the end game. But what do you think we're waiting for?
Well, Scotty, I have given that a lot of thought, as I'm sure everyone on here has. And my opinion is that there are strategic ways to do everything. And we have a president who is, according to my information that I receive, he is a master chess player. So when you are a master chess player, you have to think many, many moves ahead. You have to try to predict what your opponent is doing and think ahead to be able to cover those things. I think that my opinion is I'm as frustrated as anyone else about timing. We all want what we want. We want it in our timing, not in God's timing. I think our president is working with God, and I think it has to do with timing, and I think he knows that there is a more strategic way to release certain things that we think should be released immediately. He's looking ahead for his next election, because what he wants to do is probably going to take more than 4 years. So I think he knows exactly what he's doing. He just surprises me every day with how intelligent and strategic the man is. So I'm comfortable with it. Although, you know, I'm like many of us, I'm in a situation where I could use a little more of a lot of things. And but I'm happy. I'm happy as can be. We are in the right place. We are in the right time, and we are with God. And what else could you ask for?
Well, thank you for sharing. I mean, you make a lot of sense, and I think I'm on the same page with you every step of the way. I might add, from my perspective of being in the mainstream media, television and radio for 35 years, just today was on the phone working a deal with Sinclair Broadcasting. They own, I think, 100 television stations. Excuse me. You may be familiar with Sinclair, everybody. Recently, there was a video online proving the echo chamber that the mainstream media is, that they're reading the same talking points. Sinclair has these 100 local TV stations and 100 different markets. There's 211 what we call designated market areas in the United States, and they own TV stations in half of them. And on a given day, they read a talking point, a nonsensical, typical, I don't even remember what it was. I have selective memory for their BS, but the mainstream media continues to be the only force putting any doubt out into the universe. And what I want to say to everybody is ignore them. There's no value to them. And I want to say they're changing little by little. They're going to change. They're going to be forced to. They're putting things out along the lines of Trump being a brilliant chess player, which he is. He's a grand champion chess player, and little spoken about. Nobody wants to give him any credit in the media, but he's also mentored Barron, who's now at his age a world champion chess player of whatever competitions he's entered. he's way ahead of his they say he plays chess like a 30-year-old, but the point is, that's exactly what he's doing with the media. He's playing chess. He's thinking 10 steps ahead. He's tweeting out his own communication channels. He's bypassing them, yet he's getting them to pick up on his tweets so that all that he's saying, from how corrupt Mueller is to yesterday's tweet, which, if anybody missed it, Trump tweeted a picture. He retweeted a picture of about 15 of the bad guys, from Hillary to Obama to Eric Holder, Uma Abedin, Dianne Feinstein. They were all in it. Everybody, all the bad actors we know were in the picture, and they were all behind bars. So what is he doing when he tweets something like this? He's telling us he's going to follow through on what transpired during his campaign and all of his rallies. He doesn't start the chant locker up, but he certainly, when it happens, does not squash it. He has encouraged it in his own way, and he's not going to let us down. And we really have to trust that this guy and the people he is surrounded by do have a plan. It's not the timing we want. We want it to happen yesterday. But they're trying to do this in a way that the general public in the United States, from the structure of the government to the order of society, it's not disrupted or crashed. Because, needless to say, the day that these mass arrests occur, and our understanding is that there are Navy SEALs standing by, and the importance is the reset of the rule of law, of course, and to know that nobody is above the law when these people are rounded up and put in jail. It's not so much we all have larceny in our heart, we want to see them go to jail and suffer, although maybe there's a little of that in us all. But the point is, we want to see rule of law, and we want to see the reset, both the rule of law and the financial reset with the new system, and we want it to happen. And to that end, I want to bring in Dianne. I'll have to unmute her. Give me 1 second. Because Dianne wants to pray about God's timing, and I think it's perfect timing. Hello, Dianne.
Hi, Scotty, and thank you for having me. I just want to start by saying in 1 Timothy 6:17, the Lord says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. And I know right now, Scotty, I know that many of us are not rich in the terms of finances, but all of us that will receive the blessing will be richly rewarded. And I think the Lord's reminding us that wherever we are in that, not to be high-minded. And so with that, I'd just like to pray, Heavenly Father, during this time, we just seek you. We seek you for wisdom, for advice, patience, understanding, for clarity. And we come always with anxious anticipation on what should happen, what could happen, what may or may not happen. We're asking for a realignment of our focus, God, to be on you, the righteous one, on you only, not on everyone else, not what should, could, or may happen, but on you. All of us here, Lord, I believe, are of right heart, but we have earthly needs too that cause a frustration on what we believe is rightfully ours. That hasn't come about. Our focus on you helps us realize that everything, Lord, everything comes through you. Let us instead focus on the righteous one and the things that he has done and has gone before us. That through God, Trump was elected. That through God, patriots were placed in all the right places, that through God, that judges are in and on their benches, that those are there are many anxious to help others. And all of this has been orchestrated by you, Lord God, all of it. Let us believe in the Q plan, in Trump, in the military, in the perfect placement of judges. But let us never forget to keep our eyes on you. Let us not forget the harvest you have put in front of us. That is your people. The people with wrong hearts are still your people, Lord. Let us not forget that. And in John 4:35, the Lord says, "Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are ready to harvest." For that, Lord, is the true blessing, that we would be able to share who you are, share the gospel with those who don't know you, that don't believe in you, before they are taken home. We just realign our focus to you, Lord, and thank you for being with all of us today, tomorrow, and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Diane. Very beautiful. We appreciate you espousing the Word of God and helping us to frame this, I think, and keep this all in perspective. So thank you very much.
No, thank you, Scott.
Well, I have a couple of quick announcements, but I do want to thank everybody. There's 11 people here tonight, and I want to thank you all. I would ask, since we are growing this community organically, my partners and I believe now is not the time to promote and make a lot of noise about Prayers for 45. That will come in 2019. The first thing we want to do is turn our website, which is a static website, meaning the content has not changed since we launched the site. We would like to January begin to create some original content. I'm going to invite patriots in our prayer community to contribute to that. If anyone is so inclined, if they're a writer and like to write, if you would like to write and be published on Prayers for 45, we will be accepting compositions, articles, videos, whatever you're so inclined. In the geopolitical realm, in the financial realm, current events, and particularly anything geopolitical and financial. One of the content providers that we follow, we being my partners and I, we follow a guy named Dave, X22 Report. He keeps a low profile. He's not revealed himself that I'm aware of to anybody in the Patriot community, in the Truther alternative media community. But we follow his report because he's accurate, he's articulate, he's on top of everything that's important. And I bring in X22 because we're going to model our content, and he does not really publish. He has a couple of websites, but His podcasts are brilliant, and we want to model what he's doing on our website, either in written articles or, as I said, audios, podcasts. So for those of you inclined to write, please email me at scottysacks@gmail.com. That's Scottysacks. As in Saks Fifth Avenue at Gmail. So thank you. Please feel free to email me and let me know your interests. We are going to start with our own community to create content. I will write, we don't know what we're going to call it. I don't want to make it an editorial. I want to make it more of a current, relevant, geopolitical, financial. So I will write a column, if you will, every week, and we're looking for anybody that wants to contribute in our community. I'd also like to ask you, a little bit of a flavor, if you wouldn't mind, bring somebody to our prayer call. That's how we want to grow this from within. We want to do this word of mouth through you, our loyal patriots. So thank you for indulging me on those notes. We'll close with a prayer of gratitude to God. And I don't think we can ever focus too much on the man that has anointed our president, the man or woman or whatever force one wants God to take on. We know our president is anointed by God, and we want to give our gratitude to him or her. We are so grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders, Van and Diane. We're grateful for Bob and Kimberly and Pastor Joseph and all those who contribute to our site. And we're grateful for the prayer warriors on this call, God. We're grateful for everything you've given us. Thank you so much for the loved ones in our lives and for the many ways in which we on this call are all cared for and supported. And thank you for the many ways we can serve and give to others today and give to our prayer community every day. Lord, we want to serve, and we want to do your work, and we thank you for allowing us to do it. Our heart is grateful and brimming with thanks. We can write 1,000 books about your great, great goodness and still have many stories to tell. We thank you from the bottom of our heart. We thank you for everything we are. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, have a good night, everybody. We'll see you Sunday. And please do bring somebody to the call. We greatly appreciate that. 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 Eastern, Sunday night. We'll see you then. And again, email me if you'd like to write and contribute to the website. God bless everybody. God bless your families. Good night.